So much to talk about, but nothing to worry about. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I mean, you've got to have some empathy, right? I mean, how do you think Rachel Maddow feels? I mean, come on, have some compassion, you know? She sold this whole conspiracy thing for 2 years. It's a big fat zero. I mean, she's got to feel empty and sad. Don't you feel something there? All right. My next guest, Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Alan, professor, welcome back.
And what about Hollywood? They may be distraught as well this morning.
Yeah, you think?
And I understand John Cusack tweeted last night, and he was really distraught. They're upset.
Oh, that's terrible. I feel awful.
No collusion, no obstruction, but the Democrats are not going to accept it. I'm conspiratorial enough to believe that there's going to be demonstrations on the streets somewhere this week. Probably in Washington, big demonstrations. The word is out. Get out on the streets. We can't allow this to happen.
Yeah, well, you know, they demand that the evidence. There's that they know that there's collusion. I know because I heard you got that. Hold on,
Rachel Maddow, say it.
Yeah. Well, wait a second here. What bite we have? I think it's bite 16. Listen to this. This is after the report was put out. This is Jerry Nadler. Who's one of the investigators for the Democrats in the House. Jerry Nadler said this, bite 16, go.
But we know there was collusion. Why there's been no indictments, we don't know.
We know there was collusion, but why there's no indictments, we don't know.
Well, Beto said the same thing. He said, we know, you know, I'm paraphrasing, without a shadow of a doubt that there's collusion and the Russians run the show. This is a man that wants to be president of the United States.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. Have you ever seen a more conclusive, epic win for a president? I mean, this was a clean sweep. There is no wiggle room whatsoever. There is no collusion, which is conspiracy of any sort between Donald Trump and the Russians or anyone in his circle and the Russians, despite numerous attempts by the Russians to become friends with him. That's what the report says.
You sum it up exactly correctly. But the Democrats are not going to accept it. Everything that they've been talking about for 3 years now is based on it. People have to recognize that the Democratic Party never accepted President Trump even before he was sworn in. On the day of the inauguration, many Democrats did not even show up. So that shows exactly what was going on from the very beginning.
Yeah, it's deeply disappointing on the whole thing. It is deeply disappointing that they can't accept what has happened. And now the real question comes, and I just saw Lindsey Graham put out a tweet. Let's talk about those FISA warrants. Let's talk about the foundational documents of this investigation. James Comey put out some weird tweet. You know, he's staring up at trees, and it says many questions. And Lindsey Graham just tweeted back, yes, we have many. See you soon. Yeah, so Lindsey Graham intends to see James Comey in front of Congress again.
It is. This is a story that is still ongoing. It really is one of the great stories of the century, but not for the reasons why the Democrats talk about it. It's that many of them may be implicated in developing this thing out of nothing, and they need to be held account, and I hope they are. I hope this does not end with this, but for a different reason. I hope that many Democrats are held to account and high echelons of our intelligence community and law enforcement community also have to be held to account as well.
So how do we get there? I mean, here's a couple of things. First of all, our law enforcement communities are as far as integrity at the FBI and integrity, the Department of Justice, some question there, but the FBI certainly questions about what has gone on there, right? And so you have to ask, but then you have to look at the media, MSNBC, CNN, The Washington Post, New York Times. The list goes on and on and on. Breaking news. It's epic. Here, this could be the beginning and the end. Trump could be going to jail. Impeachments for sure. There are crimes and on and on and on.
Even formerly reputable people like Bernstein of Watergate fame.
When was he reputable? He hasn't been reputable in 20 years.
With this. And so many people and college professors who really had some great dignity at one time, they went over the top as well. So the media, college campuses, I wonder what's going on college campuses today. Maybe demonstrate or crying. They're going to cry a lot like they did after the election. I'm not joking. They cried. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. And they're going to cry this time, too.
A scream week so they could go out in the lobby and scream or something. What have we come to in this country?
Yeah, well, yeah, we've come to a point where they can't. They've been selling themselves their own tonic for 2.5 years that Donald Trump cheated to win the election. We now know that there is not even a scintilla of evidence of that. Never has been, ever.
By the way, the way some of the Democrats and Hollywood and the media is acting is really a bad show for younger people. It shows that if they lose, they can throw a fit, you know, as a little kid does. It really is very much like a little child. If they don't get their way, they don't get their candy, they go into the floor and start screaming and hitting, and that's exactly.
But in fairness, I do have a couple of things here in fairness, and I want to go to, let's see. Let's go to Byte 14, Alex. I just want to play this real quick. Byte 14, because there is evidence of the mainstream media telling the truth in a couple of places. I found it yesterday. Byte 14, real quick, go from CBS.
Attorney General William Barr has just delivered to Congress a letter summarizing Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation. Paula Reed is at the Justice Department. Paula, what are the key takeaways from the letter?
In this letter, we learn that special counsel Robert Mueller has exonerated the president and his campaign on the question of collusion or conspiracy with Russia in any effort to influence.
Well, there you go. That's enough. The point being, they used the word exonerated. The same thing was done on ABC News. Vindicated, exonerated. Jonathan Carl saying it'll be very hard for the Democrats to do anything going forward as far as this narrative goes. What are they going to do? Go tell the world that they have more resources than the 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, and all the staff that went with it, plus $35 million to go investigate Donald Trump?
They're going to hold hearings. Gerald Nadler of the Judiciary Committee, they're going to hold hearings. They won't amount to anything, but it's going to be a great standout.
But nobody's going to, at this point, is anybody going to pay attention and care?
Probably not.
The headline is will be no collusion.
The media will. This is a terrible day for the media.
Awful. It's the death knell of the American media is dead.
That's right.
The American media, they have zero credibility. They've peddled this farce from the Washington Post to the New York Times to the L.A. Times to NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC. All of them have peddled this farce for 2 years.
Where
and there's
is
no coming
Maddow
back.
Going to be in a couple of months?
She's in the fetal position sucking her thumb in her living room
she's
right
making,
now.
I understand something like $10 million a year.
Or more. Yeah, she's got fancy houses and everything else.
And that people would watch her, and they do. I mean, I know a lot of people up at the university, and Rachel Maddow is their princess.
Yes, the defrocked princess. The princess has no clothes.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, the defrocked princess, anyhow.
It's a good day for the president. By the way, there are many budding crises around the world. The Middle East is heating up again. China, of course, is
more important things
there.
To pay attention to. I know that's true.
And
Professor
Brexit, Theresa May may go down.
Oh, yeah, she's in trouble, too.
That's right.
Maybe we'll talk about something different next time, Professor. Now the collusion doesn't exist. Alan Sachs, always a pleasure, my friend.
I'm going out in the street and start crying right now.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeyto80.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy-saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.